Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I'm the pass rush coach. I'm not the outside linebacker coach. I'm not the defensive line coach. What I am is I oversee the pass rush from the defensive line, the outside linebackers, the linebackers, as well as the development of the secondary. You know, you kind of understand the context of what I'm saying, so I do get a chance to work with everybody.
That's Chuck Smith. I don't know if you heard. He's the pass rush coach. You said it. Made it clear. Got one job. Get them as good as they can be, no matter what position they play. To get to the quarterback. It's the pass rush coach. And we've been asking here throughout the course of the program. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn up Tuesday, cranking it to 12. Who will lead the Ravens in sacks in 2025? 2 years ago, they led the league in sacks. Nnamdi Madubuike had 13. So I'm going to trim a half a sack. Sorry about that. Jadeveon Clowney, free agent, had 9.5. Kyle Van Noy, off the couch, had 9. Then he had Adafe Owe with 5, Queen 3.5, and then Urban, Hamilton, et cetera, et cetera, on down the line. Hamilton had 3 sacks that year, all in the same game. But in 2023, they finished with 60 sacks. And I don't have the win rate, but I believe they were kind of up there in that category. Last year, where they finished second in sacks with a more mediocre win rate analytic term. Kyle Van Noy led the way with 12.5. Owe had 10. Madubuike went from 13 to 6.5. Tavius Robinson had 3.5. Then Broderick Washington 2, Harrison 2, Ajabo 2, Hamilton 2, Pierce 2, et cetera, on down the line. So we've been thinking, and Nolan said he was trying to figure it out in 5 minutes. Good luck with that, because I'm still trying to come up with a guy who will lead the Ravens in sacks. You want to start with this one, Nolan, first? Will the Ravens even have a player with double-digit sacks?
Yeah. No, I got my answer for both anyway.
Okay, but I got you. What do you think, Vinny? Double-digit sack guy?
I think we'll have two.
Two. All right. Proceed.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with one, but I think it'll be just the one, and it won't be any more than 12. I think that that's kind of the hard cap here. It'll be very much about the group effort. That's the way it's been the last couple of years, even with a few standouts, usually at least 15, 16 guys recording at least one sack before the season's done. So that'll probably be the full story. But my leader, if we're going there, it's going to be Kyle Van Noy. Now, I flip-flop between him and Adafe Owe, youth versus veteran leadership. But who am I to doubt Kyle Van Noy at this point of his career? Because I didn't think he'd follow up the 9 he had 2 years ago with the 12.5, and he did that. Keep in mind, he gave you 9 while showing up off the couch in week four 2 years ago. So he missed a lot of time. Easily would have been double digits in a full season. Last year, he missed a game, still gave you 12 and a half, and very streaky as well. Got off to a hot start, really hot finish. When it's all said and done, I think Van Noy's the guy again.
I'm going to tend to agree with you. And I think he'll have double-digit sacks. And I think one other, either Olway or Mike Green has double-digit sacks. One or the other does. And the reason I go along with you with Van Noy is he's that crafty veteran, man. He's got every move. He's got every counter. And he's going to get singled up a lot. So he's going to – I'm guessing his win rate was probably pretty good. You know, I don't know, but I'm guessing his was. Whereas Olway is effort sacks and those kind of things, you know. Mike Green, he's the most – of all their guys – the most natural rusher they have. Now, can he adapt and do all that stuff right away? I hope so. You know, and, you know, we heard, you know, about Abdul Carter, you know, running around people.
Oh, Trey, yeah.
Yeah, you know, up with the Giants, you know. So can he be that type? I mean, because if he didn't have his off-the-field issue, he was going in the top 15, top 12 picks. So I'm going to say that Van Noy's going to have double-digit sacks and either Mike Green or Olway, and I'm kind of leaning to Mike Green.
I'm going to go Kyle Van Noy will not fall off a cliff, more like in the 8 range. I'm going to go Olway and Mike Green.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm buying what you're selling with Mike Green here. What, 17 sacks last year from Marshall?
Led to the country.
Yeah, premier dude when he was at Virginia. Had some very serious allegations off the field. But if we're talking about, which we are, what the anticipation level is for a performance as a rookie, I'm in it. I'm all in. And I think Olway, he got that taste. Mm-hmm. And he knows he gets 10 sacks again. And we're not getting into specific numbers. We're just talking double digits. All right. He gets 10 again. All right. Ravens might not be able to afford him.
Right.
Somebody else will. So he's playing for a contract, preferably for him, I guess, in Baltimore. Because if he's getting 10 sacks and Green and Van Noy's getting 8, Matabike's getting 8, they're going to be good. This is going to be a hell of a, almost cost, hell of a football team. He's playing for his life-changing contract. So, added the weight because he recognized the bull rush got to be part of it. Stout against the run. Get more in the field more.
By being able to play the run. Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with those two to be the sack leaders for the Ravens and both getting double digits.
And, you know, some of the other guys that I think, Bob, you know, because we keep talking about Roquan in, you know, struggling in the pass rush, covering back. All right, if you're struggling in pass rush and stuff, what do you do? That's why I think Roquan may have like 4 sacks, because I think they'll blitz him a lot more.
Sure.
And the other two, the two DBs that are best at it, when even watching the drills out there, Kyle Hamilton's awesome at it. And you know who else is really good at it? Marlon Humphrey, bending that corner. I can see both those guys getting like 3 to 4 to 5 sacks.
Now, when it comes to Mike Green, I mean, what kind of workload do we think he's even going to get?
I think early on, Nolan, he's going to be pass rush specialist.
Right.
Is what he's going to get. But, you know, if you're just talking, is he going to be their, you know, second and third down pass rush situation? So then he's going to be on the field quite a bit. And the other thing is if he's doing well, like we're kind of talking right here that he's going to be that guy, he's going to be on the field. They're going to get him more opportunities to be on the field.
Right, and I would think at some point as the season progresses and he gets a little more comfortable or acclimated that he could be the starter. Would that come at a cost for someone like Kyle Van Noy where all of a sudden he's seeing less reps, not because he's not playing well, but with his age in mind, let's do whatever we can to keep this guy as fresh as possible for January. could they scale back a Van Noy as the season goes on?
The only Van Noy plays the run better than Mike Green plays the run. That's the problem, you know, because they're always good run defenders, and that's why it. Truthfully, that's why Oway gained that weight, because what happened in the Buffalo playoff game? Tavius Robinson's the one starting, and you know, and he's not. So he says, "Hell with that." You know, I gotta be able to play the run better. So it's a good problem to have. Let's just say that.
News from the Nest, Vinny at Haiti 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw talking about the Ravens' pass rush, which has been stout the last couple of years. First in 23, second in 24 in actual sack totals. You mentioned Tavius Robinson, 3.5 sacks last year, over under that total in 2025. Because you talk about Chuck Smith being enthusiastic. He was talking about Tavius Robinson like Lawrence Taylor was coming out of retirement here. Over under 3.5 sacks, Tavius Robinson. Vinny Serrato.
I'll say over because I say like Bob, but not a lot. I'm saying like 4, max 5.
I'll be a naysayer. I'll go under. Just at 3, though. He'll get close.
Okay. Broderick Washington had 2. Over under.
Under.
Under. I just don't know if the play time's going to be there.
Travis Jones had 1.
Over.
I mean, duh.
After what Chuck Smith said, it better be over.
But how much over the 1?
I'm going to say he's close to 5. The biggest reason was he had that ankle. And once he had the ankle, he was, you know, I mean, he couldn't push off or explode. You know, he was half the man.
Raven. Ronnie, we have time to go to Ronnie in Columbia there. Nolan, you went away.
Rome and Columbia.
Rome and Columbia. We got time. Yes, yeah, thumbs up. Let's go to Rome. Rome, what's happening? Thanks for holding your video, hey. And Andy Nolan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the show. I was just calling. Marshall being a small school. We've tried to go that route before, right, with God bless his soul, Jalen Ferguson, where they really were, he was called Sack Daddy, but he came from a small school, right?
And yeah, now, Louisiana Tech, right?
Yeah, and so we missed on Ojabo. We kind of missed on Ferguson a bit. We're kind of a little nervous that we might be going down that same road. So just want to see your thoughts on that.
Well, he went to Virginia.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
You know, and then he went to Marshall. He was leading sacker in the country, and he had a hell of a Senior Bowl, too. He's got phenomenal moves. He's got a great spin move and everything. I would be totally shocked if you're disappointed.
And when Fergie came out, he was the all-time sack leader in the history of college football. Mm-hmm. Broke Terrell Suggs' record. And, you know, as Rome said, rest in peace for old Fergie there. We'll come back. Count a little dough, I hope. Buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects of the day, which are plentiful. And then Rich Dubroff. Orioles got hammered last night, 7-1. Now you rub some dirt on it. Move into game 2. It's a big stretch for them. They have 3 more in Tampa. Then they go to New York, taking on the Yankees, who all of a sudden got relatively quiet here with the bat.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Time to buy or sell. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles at the Trop. Nope, my bad. In Tampa, taking on the Rays. Trop being refurbished. They're at Steinbrenner Field. Talk about the Orioles, Rich Dubroff. Bottom of the hour, losing last night 7-1. You got mandatory minicamp. Starts in less than 2 hours. That's right. 2 o'clock at One Winning Drive, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, and everything else in between. So we'll get into as much as we can. But right now, let's count some dough, hopefully, buy or sell.
Yeah, the market's pretty flat right now. The Dow's down 32. The S&P's down 12. NASDAQ is down 42. DraftKings up 61 cents. And Under Armour is down 14 cents to $6.12.
Well, we need somebody to win some money. We get some new chairs in the studio, man. These things are killing me.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start in baseball today. Frustration has boiled over for the Nationals during their current 9-game losing streak. When asked about a lack of scoring a few days ago, manager Dave Martinez said, quote, "Coaches work their ass off every single day. We're not going to point fingers here and say it's on the coaches. It's never been the coaches. They got to go out there," talking about the players, says they got to go out there, they got to play the game. It's always been about the players. Now, the Washington Post later revealed that some players in the clubhouse were ticked off about that comment, to the point where some front office staff members, even their general manager, were seen in the clubhouse talking to players, trying to smooth things over. Martinez, he's been there a while, was their manager when they won the World Series. But since then, nothing but losing as they rebuilt. Buy or sell, Bob, Martinez may end up being left behind in the Nats' rebuild efforts, gone after this year.
I'll buy that 100%. I mean, when he's already pointing fingers at the players. And look, I'm going to go ahead and assume that he and his coaching staff are doing everything they can to get them prepared to play baseball. But 9-game losing streak, as you said. This kid Woods a stud. That trade that they sent Soto to San Diego netted them. They drafted the Dylan. They got Abrams, Wood. They drafted Dylan Cruz. I mean, they got some young talent. Some of it's just not coming to fruition. And as Brandon Hyde found out a month or so ago, somebody's got to take the fault. And outside of the Phillies and the Mets and the NL East, everybody else sucks. Miami was expected to stink. The Braves are at Orioles' level of disappointment here so far. But, oh, yeah, Davey Martinez. And a year from now, there'll be somebody else wearing that curly W in the dugout.
Over to the NFL, NFL.com's Mark Ross has identified 7 players that he guarantees will have a better 2025 season than they did a year ago. Deebo Samuel gets mentioned here after posting just 670 yards in his final year with the 49ers. He's since been shipped off to Washington, where he'll join an offense that Ross calls maybe the best situation of Deebo's career. You got Daniels at quarterback, a true number one wide receiver, and McLaurin to complement him on the other side. Vinny, are you buying or selling? Big improvements from Samuel in his new home.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy it. I mean, the thing is, in San Francisco, he was hurt all the time, you know, and then they use him to run and do it, and he doesn't run like he used to run either. So I'll buy it just because they're going to throw it a lot, but I don't know that he's there for the long haul.
Yeah, once they got McCaffrey, his productivity seemed to wane a little bit there.
Back to baseball. The Giants have brought in a true star player through their trade with the Red Sox. Rafael Devers alone, as a lefty batter, has more homers on the season than all of San Francisco's left-handed batters combined. But, with that in mind, playing at Oracle Park, not the easiest on hitters. Many of Devers' doubles that he rocketed off the Green Monster in Boston would likely turn into flyouts in his new home ballpark. Give you a picture here of maybe how hard it is to hit at Oracle Park or hard to post quality slugging numbers. San Francisco has had plenty of great players over the years, a lot of winning in that time, World Series, but their last 30 home run hitter was Barry Bonds in 04. That's almost absurd in today's game. Buy or sell, Bob, Devers will break that drought, not this year because he's joining halfway through, but sometime during his Giants tenure, 30 homers.
Selling it. I mean, McCovey Cove was kind of a unique thing because when you hit a home run there, it was an occasion. And then Barry Bonds started hitting them out every game, which, you know, we can get into that in another time, another place. But now I'm selling it. And he, Oppo power. I mean, his home run Saturday against, or Sunday rather, against the Yankees in his last game was over the Green Monster. So, he'll be an effective standout player. Get your first baseman's mitt ready. Maybe play a little third. But the power numbers, I think, will take a dip at the Oracle. And thanks for telling me the name of the stadium. I can never keep up with that one. When it packed Bell, it's changed like 50,000 times.
Really? I always feel like it was Oracle.
Nah. I mean, I can go back to the origins of Oracle, but I'm relatively certain with these corporate entities, right, it was something before that.
Beautiful ballpark. It's top of the bucket list. That's got to be up there.
Well, I've heard a couple people say it's pretty badass. And what, you were at Candlestick.
Yeah.
I mean, Candlestick is a baseball venue.
Suck.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, hey, Nolan, opening day, you're wearing a winter coat. It was so cold.
Let's see. We'll close up shop here with a little pass rush news. Of course, a handful of notable pass rushers seeking contract extensions this summer. And the holdouts are starting as practices become mandatory. Trey Hendrickson, he's the most notable here. His bickering with Cincy, it's been very public, gotten a little ugly at times. But out in Pittsburgh, TJ Watt, he's holding out as well, trying to turn up the heat and get a deal done. And who could forget Micah Parsons, looking to become the next big Cowboys signing in Dallas. He himself said it best, though, the longer the team waits, the more expensive it will be. And that's kind of the key here. With the talk about contract holdouts, the reluctance to pay people, I feel like the fans and the media just assume that the holdup is entirely on the team side. Why are they dragging their feet? What is there to argue over? Just pay the players. But the players know that they're trying to get the most money possible. So buy or sell, Vinny, Hendrickson, Watt, and Parsons, they're actually the ones slowing things down, waiting for others to sign first. Or each other, I should say.
No, I'll sell that. And I'll say this. I think they're all kind of different because Parsons wants to be the highest paid, which he probably deserves. You know, Watt wants to be in the Garrett neighborhood, and so does Hendrickson wants to be in that neighborhood too. I think all three are going to get done. And Hendrickson is back talking now. I think the big thing with the Bengals is they don't see him as Myles Garrett. That's the type of money that he wants. So you got to, once you agree on the comparable, then it's a lot easier to get a deal done. And until they do that, you know, and I'm guessing Watt wants a ton of money too. So I think all three will get done before training camp.
Oracle was originally Pac Bell Park. Then it became SBC Park. And then it became AT&T Park. Now it's Oracle. See, that's what happens.
AT&T sounds familiar.
Yeah, you get into these corporate names. That's why Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Got to keep it like it is. It's Fenway. It's Wrigley at Yankee Stadium. I mean, you got these transcendent ballparks. I mean, how many times has Cleveland Stadium changed? Jacobs Field? I don't even know what the hell it's called right now.
Progressive.
Yeah. The new Comiskey. I don't know what that's called. You know, keep it real, man. I know that money makes you think, but
Oriel Park Camden Yards, that should be the name of the stadium until that's no longer a stadium. We'll come back, speaking of the Orioles, talk to Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles got spanked last night, try to bounce back. Again, judging them in series and slices, as Steve Molesky would say, not just on one game. What the hell happened to Cade Povich? That came out of nowhere. And then NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Preview minicamp a little bit more. The minis off to minicamp.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But let's talk about what's going on in Birdland. A little uprising here. Has the Birds back in the conversation of some. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. BaltimoreBaseball.com, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling great, Bob. And I'm sure Vinny is feeling well, is feeling terrific as well.
Hey, it's his world. We're just living in it, baby. But Cade Povich, I mean, this news kind of came out, Rich, as we were signing off yesterday here on the Fan after, you know, pitching really well, getting his first win in a long time. Sunday, left hip inflammation. Were there any sort of warning signs that this was going to be part of our reality here for Cade Povich? Going to miss a couple of weeks here, it looks like.
No, it was certainly a surprise, Bob, and I was really taken aback. But you know, he certainly pitched decently. He didn't pitch long. But it certainly opens the door for Trevor Rogers to get a call back.
Now, you brought that up. Now, that's tomorrow, I guess, because Kramer's going tonight, and then Morton's going to go on Thursday. So, Trevor Rogers, the brilliant start. If the Orioles, Rich, turn around and wind up making the playoffs, which is still a tall order, that second game at Fenway when they blew the first one, that might have been kind of, they're, what, 14-7, I believe, since then. Has the velo still been playing down on the farm? And, you know, why is Trevor Rogers a guy that we're kind of pining for as opposed to the guy that we gave away two studs for this scrub? paraphrasing the audience.
That's a lot, you know, Bob. That's a lot to unpack here. In terms of their playoff chances, you know, I think that it's still pretty insurmountable. Or as you know, you played some Aerosmith, as Aerosmith would say, "Dream on." But But I think that, you know, people were excited because Trevor Rogers was bad last year, 7.11 ERA in four starts. He didn't pitch well in Norfolk in a couple of starts before they called him up, and he was terrific against the Red Sox. And at that point, the Orioles were at a low point. And what people didn't get is he was up that time as a 27th man, and there was no reason to keep him up because they could send him down with, they could send him down and call him up at any time after that. But it is a bit of a surprise that it's taken, you know, 3+ weeks. But the starting rotation, for the most part, has been pretty good since then. I mean, Dean Kramer has been, you know, up and down. Povich was sort of up and down. But, you know, maybe after, you know, after what we saw last week, they were going to put Povich in the bullpen or maybe in long relief. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that they used a that they used Scott Blouet as the, you know, as the opener for him. So, I think they need to take a long look at Rogers to see what they have. And this is certainly an opportunity for him.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Grayson Rodriguez last Friday, Rich, you were there, met with the media and stressed that it's not elbow, it's not shoulder, it's not anything else, but it's the lat. It basically made it clear that he plans on pitching this season. So have the Orioles put together a time frame for this being a reality? Because we know Bradish, I guess, is going to start throwing here eventually and maybe even start rehabbing heading into August, maybe even be back in Baltimore. But what's the timeline for Grayson, who did tell us he'll be back?
Yeah, he did. I think that you're looking for, you know, let's say August 1st, because he's starting from scratch. He's starting from scratch now. He had a spring training. He shut it down. Started again, shut it down. So basically, when you're thinking of spring training, it's 6 weeks. So I would say, you know, around August 1st would be, you know, would be the time for Grayson Rodriguez, and maybe just a little bit later for both Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells, which would make for a really interesting final 2 months of the season, assuming that there's something to play for here. So you have a really interesting time coming up now, because in order for the Orioles to get to 500, when, let's say, Rodriguez and Bradish and Wells would be ready, they'd have to play, you know, the same kind of ball that they've been playing for the last 3 weeks. So they'd have to, you know, they'd have to win enough games to get to 500, and they probably have to win 2 out of every 3 games between now and the end of July to make sure that they're, you know, in the race, that they're at, you know, they're at 500, which would put them probably, you know, a few games out of a wild card and preclude a possible sell-off. So this is all tied together. But, you know, not having Rodriguez certainly has hurt them. You know, things started getting better when they got Eflin back. I know he didn't pitch well. You know, he didn't pitch well last night, but, you know, for the most part, since he's come back, he's pitched well, and that's helped stabilize things. So, you know, the more good starters they have, the better. So, Rodriguez would be, you know, Rodriguez is very, very important. I remember, you know, in the offseason, you know, when we talked, I said how important it was for, you know, Rodriguez to have a good season this year, and he's had no season. And that's, maybe that's the difference between, what the Orioles could have been and what they are now, is if Rodriguez had pitched really well, as they would expect him to, you know, in the first 60 games of the season, then maybe they would be a lot closer to playoff contention than they are now.
Hey, Rich, what's your impressions been of Kobe Mayo offensively and defensively as of late?
Yeah, I think he's playing really well. He's gotten a chance to play, and I think the fact that he knows he's not on a yo-yo. You know, he first three times he was up, twice last year, and this year He was only up for a short time. And this time, you know, Mountcastle is going to be gone for 8 to 12 weeks. So he's gone till August 1st or September 1st. And that gives Mayo a real chance to establish himself. And I think that that's really helped him. And he's worked hard on his defense. He's worked with Tony Mancino. He's worked with the Orioles' so-called special advisor, John Mabry, at first base. And I think it's paying off, because he's not going to be a third baseman here. They have Jordan Westberg. They have a really good infield, and if he can play, you know, a decent first base, then they really have something.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, what's happening on the website here on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Well, we have Orioles news 24/7. Even though this is one of the few series this year I'm not attending, we'll have coverage day and night of the Orioles, and maybe even an appearance by Peter Schmuck if we hear from him.
Yeah, I saw him down at one of Manzo's press conferences last week.
That's always a treat, seeing both you and Peter
Schmuck. Well, I was wondering what the red carpet was for. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Rich Dubroff, Orioles tonight, taking on the Rays, PBT at 6. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1. Then Vinny's off to one winning drive. We got the American League East report. Then the Wizard, Walt Williams, talk about the NBA Finals. Thunder, a game away from the championship.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, we'll start with this one. It says the next Ronnie Stanley injury is right around the corner. At that point, the Ravens will be screwed on the O-line. He was available for every game last year. His history, though, shows that he's bound to miss at least some time here soon. The loss of McCary was glossed over by a lot of people. It'll be felt soon enough.
See, I kind of disagree a little bit with that, because when Ronnie got hurt, it wasn't his fault. He got tackled into or fell into, you know, and then he had all the ankle issues.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so prior to that, he didn't have anything. And if his ankle's healthy, I don't see him having anything. So I kind of disagree with that one.
Let's see. Gene in Annapolis says, for those out there who want to credit Mancino with the turnaround, says, do you not think this team would be playing much better right now, even if Hyde was still the manager? They're playing better because they got key players back that were injured. Adley and Jackson finally starting to play well. And the pitching staff, above all else, actually turning in quality performances more often than not. This has nothing to do with manager or Mancino in particular.
Well, all right, we got to give Manzo a little bit of credit here.
I mean, 15-13, he was respected within that clubhouse. But as Steve Molesky said Friday, Brandon Hyde was beloved in that clubhouse. And they were floored, stunned, flabbergasted by him getting the dismissal, because they got him fired. The guy they loved, they played so poorly, he got cundiffed. But I kind of agree with the texter. I mean, Brandon Hyde hasn't had Gunnar Henderson, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westberg, Jackson Holliday on the field at the same time at any point during the season, because Cowser got hurt the first series. Gunnar was on the IL. Then Westberg's gone for, what, a month? Yeah, Hyde never had anything close to this lineup. So, yeah, I thought they should have not fired him for booze purposes.
Still waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what are we, right, on?
I keep forgetting.
Has it been a month? What time coming up it? On it, actually.
Oh, right.
That's a nice freckle.
Yeah. Same, like, it's like my wallet.
All right. Well, last text for now says, we're talking about Coby Mayo. Says it would be hard for Mayo to go anywhere but up with his major league performance. I'm happy the kid appears to be getting his feet under him, hopefully on his way to at least 100 at-bats this summer. Can't go into his age 24 season still not knowing who he is at the major league level. Please give us a full look.
Well, I think you're getting it. Yep. We just talked to Rich Dubroff about it. Talked to Jacob Calvin-Meyer yesterday. Mountcastle's not coming back anytime soon unless there's something else that changes. He's going to get his opportunities. Might not see much of him in this series against Tampa, because there aren't any lefties at least starting. Might get a pinch hit appearance or two. But, yeah, Kobe Mayo, he looks more comfortable. He's showing me, and granted, I'm not the most trained baseball. I've been watching it my entire life, so whatever. But he's showing me something that you never saw from Kerstad. I mean, Kerstad was all about the hit tool, and even when he was doing well, just he never really seemed comfortable. Mayo looks like a guy that's like, all right, I'm ready. Because he looked like he had no business. Like, have you ever played baseball before, Kobe Mayo? Now he looks like a guy's got a little swag to him. Because I believe he understands, like the texter said, hey, look, the only person to blame for me not getting at-bats is going to be me moving forward here. That's why Kerstad's back in the minors. You had 2 months to prove what you could do.
I think with him also producing here while others are present, like it's not like he's producing while everyone else is injured. So maybe that makes it a little bit easier for him to transition, like not going up to at bat every time thinking, oh, I got to be the guy. I got to be the hero. That's who I was in AAA. I got to hit the 3-run bomb right here and turn this game around. Well, no, you're batting towards the bottom of the lineup every night. Just get your reps in and get better. And he has.
Yep. Kobe Mayo. Will he be in the lineup tonight? Probably not, but you never know. We'll wait to see that come out later on in the afternoon. But when we come back, NFL lunch, who will lead the Ravens in interceptions here in 2024? We were talking about the sack leader earlier. Last year's interception leader, I'll save the name, had 6. Can they get anyone to duplicate that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.